From humble beginnings more than two decades ago as a street happening outside the city market building to an all-day event with ethnic music, food, costumes, dancing, and more. Local colors in Elmwood Park, now a major annual event. Beth Luchin has been executive director for almost 4 years, succeeding the legendary Pearl Fu. And Beth joins WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me today. We're going to talk about local colors, the one-day event, and its year-long mission. Beth, welcome. Nice to see you this morning.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
Good to have you with us. Now, Beth, you have been working to help settle refugees before coming to Local Colors, which is based at Jefferson Center. Beth, as we get started, did this seem like a logical move for you?
Absolutely. I had loved working in the refugee resettlement program for about 4 or 5 years, and it was already a connection to that international community. So this is great.
When you were working in that capacity, how many different countries were you seeing people from?
We usually had 2 or 3 a year that were the major countries mm-hmm. people were coming from. And then there would be a few where it was just like one family from a different country. Mm-hmm. But we resettled a lot of people from Burundi and from Nepal.
Kind of comes in waves depending on what's happening in that country.
Yes, it does.
That type of thing. Local Colors, a nonprofit, Beth, is grown as well into an organization that, again, helps to welcome and assimilate newcomers from other countries. Talk about some of the programs that happen all year long with Local Colors. Before we talk about the event coming up this Saturday, some of the things you're doing, I know you get involved with the Chinese New Year and some other things, but talk about the year-long mission for Local Colors.
Well, throughout the year, we try to work with and develop relationships with the different communities within Roanoke, the different ethnic communities, and we try to see what we can do to help support them if there are struggles they're having. If there's a student that's having a problem at school, we'll try to advocate for that student. We also work on some other celebrations throughout the years. We will do something around Hispanic History Month. Last year, we did something where we offered a free training on working in the Hispanic community to all of our nonprofits. We had about 15 nonprofits send a staff member to that training. So different years, we do different things. We do the celebration of the Chinese Lunar New Year.
At the Taubman.
At the Taubman mm-hmm. every year, the first part of February. And that's a huge celebration with people coming from Blacksburg, Lynchburg, different areas coming in to have that celebration. And last year, we did a little to try to widen that with getting some of the downtown businesses involved so that they were offering coupons to everyone who attended the event at the Taubman to stay downtown and come and visit and shop and have a meal. And so we're trying to see how we can grow that into a larger celebration mm-hmm. because the Chinese Lunar New Year is celebrated by many of our Asian countries.
Right around the middle of February.
Yes, it's usually early to mid.
Mm-hmm. Cultural talks, translation services, networking. So this is something that is an ongoing thing. Is it something that from when Local Colors got started has grown over the years as far as the, you know, and you get more requests now than ever, you know, hey, we need you to come help here and there.
We do. We get a lot of requests for different things. Because Pearl was Chinese, that is the area where there was the most work in the past because she could do it herself. But we're trying to find groups that will sign up for a couple times a year that they'll do some kind of outreach with us. And we do a lot of programs at the elementary schools. We help with their international celebrations, try to find groups that will come out and share their culture at the elementary school level.
We're talking with Beth Luchin, the executive director for Local Colors. I know the mission statement for Local Colors is celebrating Roanoke's ethnic diversity and promoting multicultural understanding through education services and events. And would you say, with your background, that it sort of evolved from where it was when Pearl handed the reins to you somewhat as to what
yes.
Local Colors' mission is? Talk
yes,
about
it
that.
Has. You know, Pearl used to say that her mission was to develop some diversity in Roanoke, and she gets a big star and a check plus. And, you know, we have moved from being almost no international presence really in Roanoke in the time when she started Local Colors to now we have over 100 different nationalities that are represented in our community. So that was sort of the mission of those first 25 years of trying to just build and encourage people and make people feel welcome so that we could become an international city, which I feel we are. And now we're really looking at how do we promote inclusion? How do we get people more involved in leadership and really a part of the community? How do we advocate for those that are struggling? And so it's more of advocacy. And we still do our celebratory.
Mm-hmm. I remember Pearl telling me that when early on she'd walk up to people in a supermarket and say, hey, where are you from? That type of thing, you know?
I do that sometimes.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
They're wearing different type of garb or something.
Yes, I heard an accent when I was at FedEx the other day, and I asked if he's from Jamaica.
That's how you do it. I mean, that's yes. How it's grown.
All right, it's 8:50 now at WFIR. We are speaking with Beth Luchin, who is with Local Colors. The festival this year is going to be Saturday, 11 to 5, the popular Parade of Nations. Beth, how many ethnic groups will take part in that parade? It's always one of the most popular parts of the event. So if you would, give us a little preview of what folks will see on this weekend.
We'll have about 50 countries represented carrying their flags. Some will dress in traditional outfits. People bring props. We have one gentleman one year that made a kangaroo and brought it, our Australian representative. He made one, I think it was out of paper mache.
Did he make it hop?
No, but he made it on a wagon, okay. And his son rode in the wagon.
Oh, that's cool.
So, we always have different things people will bring to show. It's a great opportunity for people to be proud of who they are and where they came from. You know, we expect people when they come here to embrace America, and that's wonderful. And they have so much to learn about us, but we can learn from them too.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the country in the spotlight this year.
This year is India, which is a huge part of our community. We have a very large Indian community. And I've learned a lot this year in featuring India about the diversity within that country. As Americans, a lot of times we just think that one country is one flavor, we paint it with one brush. And just like the South here and California are so different, the same with other countries. They have regional differences, and sometimes they're huge. India, I believe, has over 40 different languages spoken. That blows my mind.
Yeah, there's a couple different languages, there's different religious aspects, depending
yes.
what they're bordering.
And some of them had different influences due to the British colonial time and have more of a British influence than others do. And some are closer to Pakistan and have more of an influence from there. So there's just a huge variation among India. And I think that's an interesting fact. I really didn't realize to that level.
But I think there's a pretty prominent Indian population in the Valley, and a lot of them own businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Sunny Shah, hotelier.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, a lot of people see people they may think of are of Indian background. But so this would be a real chance for people who don't normally get to know those people to get to know what their food, mm-hmm. costume, dancing, that type of thing.
Yes, and we're going to have a little bit of a different flavor of Indian food than what you may normally are exposed to, because the Indian food vendor is from Bengali part of India. So it's a different style of food mm-hmm. than what you would get every day going to an Indian restaurant maybe. So there'll be a little bit of a different exposure. And we also have some ladies that are going to help the ladies put on a sari if they would like to. What it's like, the long fabric that's what they're going to wrap mm-hmm. people in saris, and you can take a selfie of you wrapped in a sari. So we'll have lots of fun things going on.
Did I hear a rumor maybe from you that there might be some mass Bollywood dance finale or something?
At the end, we're going to have Bollywood music, and we're going to get everybody up and do a little Bollywood dance at the end. We're doing some more traditional things in the beginning, and at the end, we'll finish with Bollywood. But in between, we will have salsa, we will have belly dancing, we will have just a huge array from Polynesian dancing, Chinese dancing, martial arts, capoeira, just all kinds of creative dance.
Lots of ethnic food vendors as well?
Lots of ethnic food vendors.
And again, it's 11 to 5 on Saturday, Local Colors at Elmwood Park. We're talking with Beth Luchin, Executive Director for Local Colors. Just a couple of minutes left. Talk about some of the other things going on. Saturday, you were talking about you want to make this more of an interactive type of event.
Yes.
Talk about that.
We wanted to make sure that people weren't just watching and eating, but they were actually getting to do things. And that's where the things like the sari wrapping, getting to experience what that's like. And then also we have some class type environment in front of the library where we'll be doing salsa dancing and capoeira, where they'll be teaching and you can join them.
And capoeira is some type of dance?
It is a martial arts dance mix from Brazil.
Okay.
It's really beautiful to watch. And they're going to teach a little. And then the Shaolin Dragons will be there doing some martial arts instruction. So it's a way to get a little exposure, but get also up there and doing something, learning what this is like. I think that getting involved and interacting with the people is really important.
And you're going to do the passport program for kids again. This is where kids get a little mini passport and they can go around to the different countries' booths and get them stamped.
Yes, what they'll do this year is they'll pick up their passport at the children's area where we have free activities, and then they can go around, and each of the countries that are listed inside the passport have a question, and they have to find the answer. And the answer will be posted someplace near a vendor that is from that country. And they find the answer. And if they get all the answers, they can get the stamps from those countries.
All right. We've got about 30 seconds left. Beth Luchin, you mentioned to me once, this is a great way to travel the world if you wanted to do that. Just kind of talk about that briefly.
Yes, I'd always wanted to travel the world. And I think this is how I'm doing that. I think you get to come and meet people, see people, and ask them questions. People are very curious about the cultures. And my vendors and exhibitors always say that people are wonderful, and people, it makes them feel really good that people are interested in where they came from and what they're doing.
All right, Beth Luchin, Executive Director for Local Colors. The festival is this weekend, Elmwood Park on Saturday, 11 to 5. And Beth, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.